Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. Daily and hourly, the light of God is increasing on earth. There are literally billions of people every single day who, in one way or another, turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God into their lives. This is causing a shift and a purging and a cleansing to take place on this planet. And everything that conflicts with that light that's flowing through the hearts and minds of people everywhere is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into its original perfection. Consequently, we're witnessing all kinds of painful situations manifesting all over the world. People are feeling overwhelmed, and often they don't have a clue as to what to do to make things better. We're all interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. There is no separation. So what we have to do is transmute the human miscreations, the negativity from the past. It has to come up so it can be transmuted back into light again. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have given us a lot of information and some powerful tools so that we can use this light to protect ourselves. And the divine intention of this information is designed to help us protect ourselves and our loved ones and all humanity from being bombarded and overwhelmed with the surfacing negativity as we work to transmute it back into light. This is a critical time, and you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. So today, we're going to work together, and we're going to invoke God's will and protection on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. We're going to ask Archangel Michael, who is the Archangel of Protection, and his legions of power and protection, to seal every person in an invincible force field of protection and divine will, so that each person will be able to fulfill his or her divine plan in perfect divine order. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We'll be functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we'll work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. I don't ever want you to accept something as truth just because someone told you it's so. So as you listen to this information, this guidance, and these tools, and actually levels of enlightenment and new insight that's being given to us by the company of heaven, listen to it as food for thought. Take this information into the divinity of your heart and ask your I Am presence, your true God reality, to reveal to you how this information will help you to overcome the negativity that's surfacing in your life, protecting you from being overwhelmed by this frequency of energy that's coming up to be transmuted back into light. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra expanding and expanding until it opens to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. And know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Let's begin our activity of light today by invoking Archangel Michael's force field of protection. This is called the Ring Pass Knot of God's First Cause of Perfection. This is a magnificent circle of white lightning that Archangel Michael places around each and every one of us that prevents anything that is not of the light from entering our space. It allows the light of God and positive energy to pass easily back and forth, but it holds negativity outside of our force field so that we can observe it, invoke the light, and transmute it back into light as a detached observer instead of being overwhelmed and buried in those frequencies of discord, pain, and suffering. Let's begin by breathing in deeply and going in to the divinity of your heart. Feel your mighty I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. Your I Am presence is your true God reality, and it is now taking full dominion of this activity of light through you. Simultaneously, we are serving as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child, invoking the I Am presence of every person on earth, those in and out of embodiment, asking the I Am presence of each one to absorb this light that we are invoking and to utilize it in perfect divine order with the highest good for all concerned, in alignment with each person's highest good and their divine plan. I'm going to state this invocation in the first person so each of us will experience it tangibly and personally ourselves, but know that simultaneously we are invoking this light on behalf of every person evolving on this planet. Beloved presence of God, I am within my heart flame and in every son and daughter of God. Beloved Archangel Michael and your legions of power and protection, come forth now. Blessed ones, encapsulate me and all humanity in your invincible circle of white lightning, the ring pass knot of God's first cause of perfection. Prevent anything that is not of the light from interfering with our service to the light and our divine mission on earth of loving all life free. Beloved Archangel Michael, permanently station one of your mighty angels of power and protection within my aura and the aura of every person on earth. Direct these angels to use their swords of blue flame to instantly cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. From every line of force that would strive to prevent the immaculate concept of our divine plans from being fulfilled. Free us instantly from any blocks or resistance from our own lower consciousness that might try to impede the God-victorious accomplishment of our heartfelt service to humanity and the light. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. Cut us free, cut us free, cut us free. From every line of force that connects us with imperfection of any kind, and send your powerful blue flame to dissolve each line of force to its end. Place your cross of blue flame in front of us, in back of us, on either side of us, above and below us. And seal, seal, seal me and every person on earth in your cross of blue flame and your ring pass knot of God's first cause of perfection, now and forever. I so decree it, and I accept it done. Through the power of God, I am blazing within my heart. And so it is. Beloved Archangel Michael and your legions of power and perfection, we now expand this force field of protection. Beloved Presence of God, I am in me. I gratefully acknowledge in my mind and accept in my feelings the living reality of your mantle of electronic light substance enfolding me and all humanity in a blazing aura of ever-expanding protection. From within your cosmic heart, I feel the pulsation of the flame of divinity radiating through my consciousness. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity as one collective force field of light through which flows at all times the virtues, qualities, and blessings from God and His messengers to me and through me to all life everywhere. I also acknowledge and accept the mighty of armor of light and the invincible momentum of faith that is so lovingly offered to me by my own angel of protection. With loving conviction, I decree for myself and all humanity, the light of God is always victorious. The light of God is always victorious. The light of God is always victorious. I live this day in God light. I live this day in God light. I live this day in God light. God is in control wherever I am. God is in control wherever I am. God is in control wherever I am. The harmony of my true being is my ultimate protection. The harmony of my true being is my ultimate protection. The harmony of my true being is my ultimate protection. I do now invoke the added assistance of God's divine will to keep this activity of light sustained around me and my world and every man, woman, and child on earth, both in and out of embodiment, so that only the will of God may manifest in all of our activities, in all places, and at all times. I make this call in God's most holy name. I am, and so it is. Now, with every man, woman, and child on earth enveloped in an invincible force field of God's protection, which is being maintained and sustained by each of our mighty I Am Presences, we will focus on the will of God and what this divine attribute of God means for each of us. Feeling this invincible force field of protection securely anchored in, through, and around you, breathe in deeply and return your attention to the room. Open your heart and mind and listen to these words carefully as food for thought. Take them into the divinity of your heart and ask your I Am Presence how you can utilize God's divine protection and divine will to help you fulfill your divine plan during this very confusing and tumultuous time on planet Earth. know through all levels of consciousness that the will of God is perfection for all things. Throughout the history of time, there's been much written about the will of God. We often use this term to explain the painful things that are occurring in our lives that we don't understand and that we don't have any explanation for. And we use it sometimes to justify the atrocities that are taking place in the world. In the teachings available on Earth, the will of God is so immersed in religious rhetoric and human conjecture that it is probably one of the most misunderstood attributes of our Father, Mother, God. As we proceed into the dawning age of wisdom and enlightenment, greater understanding is pouring forth from the realms of truth, and it is beginning to filter into our conscious minds and our hearts. Consequently, the true meaning of God's will is beginning to reveal itself to all humanity. In order for us to grasp the real meaning of God's will, we must first understand with greater clarity the meaning of our free will. At the moment of our inception, every child of God is given the gift of free will and invested with the creative faculties of thought and feeling. The divine intent of these gifts was to allow us to learn to be co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. We were to use our free will to observe all of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, and then through our unique thoughts and feelings, combine those patterns of perfection in previously unknown expressions of divinity, thus expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This occurs the instant we are breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling are given to each of us so that through our conscious choice, we will learn to be the masters of our life and to learn how to co-create patterns of perfection, thus expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This was the purpose and reason for our free will and our thoughts and feelings. It was never part of the divine plan for us to use our gift of free will to create pain and suffering or anything less than the perfection of God in the causal body of God. Never was it intended that humanity choose to use our gift of free will through our thoughts and feelings and our gift of life to create chaos, confusion, disease, poverty, war, lack, limitation, fear, hatred, and all of the other forms of grossly misqualified energy that is now surfacing all over the world. These are our human miscreations, and they have nothing whatsoever to do with God's will. This discord has become so prevalent on earth that we have actually deceived ourselves into accepting that it is a normal part of life. And even worse than that, we have blamed God for these things and attributed them to, of all things, God's will. We have co-created a duality and a separation from God. This duality is being called the duality of good and evil. And it has become such an obvious part of our earthly experience that we've even gone to the extreme of believing that this was God's original divine plan. Consequently, we believe that both of these polarities are necessary in order for us to exist, and that without evil, we cannot experience good. The Company of Heaven has said that this is by far the most destructive belief system and the most inaccurate belief system that we can have. Our thoughts are creative, and as long as we believe that we cannot experience good without evil, we will continually create and perpetuate the extreme imbalances that are manifesting on Earth at this time. We will believe that we can't have peace without war, that we can't have love without hate, that we can't have health without disease, that we can't have prosperity without poverty. This is an illusion. All of those negative things, disease, war, poverty, and pain and suffering of any kind, is a human miscreation. We have taken our gift of life, and through our free will, we have misused our thoughts and feelings to create negative thought forms that have manifested as these gross mutations. The reality is that the moment has arrived when the Lord's Prayer will be brought to fruition. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Every prophecy indicates that there will be a time when we will create the new heaven and the new earth. And in this new earth, poverty, disease, hatred, war, and all of the human maladies will not exist. The frequencies of discord and disintegration now existing on earth do not exist in those octaves of light. Nothing less than love, harmony, and the balance of God exists in the fifth dimensional frequencies of perfection that we are ascending into. These patterns of perfection are God's will. This must manifest in the heavenly realms and on earth, as above, so below. And that is the divine heritage of earth as we ascend up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. In the biblical allegory of Adam and Eve, symbolically, this truth is reflected. The Garden of Eden, which reflects the original earth, was created to sustain human life in the most glorious way possible. Everything we needed to sustain our physical vehicles was provided by the nature kingdom. We had water, we had sunlight, we had air, we had everything in the nature kingdom to provide food, clothing, and shelter. Everything that humanity needed, which was represented by Adam and Eve, to survive in harmony, was provided by God and the nature kingdom. The gift of free will was given so that humanity could choose each day how we would use our precious gift of life, our thoughts and feelings, as we learn to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. The question was to be, how today shall I use my free will to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth? How today shall I observe the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, and through my unique understanding, express previously unknown patterns of God's will, God's love, God's truth, God's wisdom, God's power? How today shall I use my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to add to the light of the world? Now, in all of that perfection, there was only one admonition given to us by our godparents so that we would sustain that opportunity to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God in this magnificent Garden of Eden. And that was, do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But unfortunately, there was a point in time when we did choose to use our thoughts and feelings in ways that conflicted with the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. We began to experiment with our gift of life in ways that created discord and inharmony. When that happened, we started becoming fearful, and we started creating patterns that reflected on the elemental kingdom and caused decay and degeneration. This was symbolically us partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This resulted in what we now refer to as the fall of man. As the patterns of imperfection reflected on the elemental kingdom, it started causing decay, lack, limitation, plagues, famines, pestilence, and all of the things that started causing the fear-based consciousness that manifested through our lower human ego. At that time, humanity became so immersed in our self-created patterns of imperfection, chaos, and pain that we could no longer perceive that we were beloved sons and daughters of God, and that our purpose and reason for being was to learn to become co-creators, thus manifesting the patterns of heaven on earth in the physical world of form. As a result, we fell deeper and deeper into denser and denser vibrations and created more and more negativity until we developed such a chasm between ourselves and the knowledge of our God self and God that we became isolated and separated to struggle alone in our misery and our separation. For eons of time, illumined souls have volunteered to come to Earth to embody on this planet, penetrating into the dense, humanly created veil of Maya, an illusion that humanity created through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings. The intent was to bring mankind to the knowledge and to remind us that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, so that we would remember who we are and why we are here, the realization of our own divinity. Throughout history, the prophecy was made that there would come a time when humanity would awaken eventually to the power within, and we would begin to remember, and we would develop our latent abilities as sons and daughters of God, and gradually we would once again become the masters of our lives. We were told that this awakening would call to remembrance the vows we took in the heart of God before even this world was, to learn how to use our gift of life to co-create patterns of perfection and to add to the light of the world. The prophecies indicated that during this time we would remember our divine purpose and our reason for being, and thus we would begin the process of co-creating once again paradise on earth. The Garden of Eden would then be reclaimed, and this earth would ascend into the patterns of perfection of the new earth in our next evolutionary step up the spiral of evolution. Well, that moment has arrived. The cosmic tone has sounded, and the awakening has begun. We are in the midst of the moment referred to as the shift of the ages. Throughout history, the prophecy was made that there would come a time when humanity would awaken to the power within and develop our latent abilities, thus becoming masters of our lives. We were told that this awakening would call to remembrance the vows we took in the heart of God before even this world was, to use our gift of life to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth as we add to the light of the world. We were told through the prophecies that we would remember our divine purpose and our reason for being, and that heaven on earth, the Garden of Eden, would be reclaimed as earth's destiny. Well, that moment has arrived. The cosmic tone has sounded, and the awakening has begun. Now, as we awaken to the power of God within, we are reaching up into the octaves of illumined truth and tapping in to the wisdom of the ages. We are beginning to clearly perceive the reality of our true beings, the humanly created world of illusion and limitation that we now live in is being exposed in the blazing light of truth, and it is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. The light of God is transmuting our distorted belief in separation, which binds us to negativity. And the truth of God's will is beginning to be revealed in every aspect of our lives. The illusions of lack, limitation, poverty, aging, disease, war, pestilence, and all manner of pain and suffering is being pushed to the surface in our individual lives and all over the planet, so that it can be transmuted and healed through the radiance of God's power, protection, and light. People everywhere are beginning to realize and recognize, as never before, my Father, Mother God, and I are one. We are remembering that the I Am presence within each of us is our true God Self, and that I Am presence is one, a perfect reflection of our Father, Mother God. It is the part of us that is created in God's image, and it is why we can each say through the realms of divine truth, all that my Father, Mother God have is mine. We are ascending into the fifth dimensional vibrations of God's will, power, and protection. And our bodies, our spheres of influence, and the planet, with all her life, will in the not-too-distant future reflect the will of God, which is perfection for all things. I know that when we look at the media and things surfacing on the planet, it looks like we are very far from reaching that moment of transformation. But that is an illusion. We are easily seeing the negativity being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing it to the surface. In the not-too-distant future, we will reach that critical mass that will absorb the remaining discord, transmuting it into light, allowing us to take that quantum shift into the octaves of God's infinite perfection. The permanent golden age, heaven on earth, is being created right here and right now through the unified efforts of you and me and every other person around the world that is invoking the light of God. This involves billions of souls on this planet every single day. As humanity uses our free will to focus on God's will, the patterns of perfection for the new earth are beginning to manifest. Just for a moment, center yourself and allow these words to resonate in your heart of hearts. This is what the Company of Heaven wants us to understand about the will of God. The will of God is light. The will of God is good. The will of God is happiness. The will of God is grace. The will of God is peace. The will of God is purity. The will of God is balance. The will of God is health. The will of God is abundance. The will of God is kindness. The will of God is unity. The will of God is love. The will of God is perfection for all things. It is impossible to overstate the importance of using our free will at this time to focus the power of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on what we want to co-create in our lives, not what we do not want. The law of attraction, or more accurately referred to as the law of the circle, magnetizes into our lives whatever it is that we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Therefore, if we want to experience God's will and protection in our daily lives, we need to hold our attention on these divine qualities. The first solar aspect of deity reverberates with the divine qualities of God's will, power, and protection. this sacred fire from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God reverberates through the atmosphere of Earth on a frequency of beautiful sapphire blue light. It resonates through our fifth-dimensional solar spine, and it radiates out through all 12 of our fifth-dimensional solar chakras. This sapphire blue ray of God's will, power, and protection contains within it the resonance of decision and the will to do. This is really important for us to understand, because everything that has ever been accomplished on the physical plane of Earth or in the heavenly realms has been accomplished by men and women of decision. Without decision and the will to do something, there is no permanence of accomplishment. We are being asked now to have the decision and the will to manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Preceding all action and all manifestation, there must first be the will to do within our consciousness. We can easily see how important it is for each of us to become adept at utilizing this sacred gift from God. What we will manifests. What we will to be, we become. What we will to create must manifest, for it is divine law through the God within us. Knowing this divine law, each of us should continually affirm, I will to be God in action at all times. I will to be God in action at all times. I will to be God in action at all times. We are the open doors through which the patterns of perfection for the new earth are being passed and projected into the world of form. As the patterns of perfection expand through our consciousness, we can empower them with our heartfelt desires and feelings through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Then, through the decision and the will to do, we can precipitate them into physical manifestation for the benefit of all life. God's will for humanity is the fullness of all good, all opulence, all beauty, all peace, all freedom, and the full manifestation of divine love. The will of God must now be reflected with such a strength and power into the consciousness of all humanity that there will no longer be any delay in people lifting up out of the shadows of limitation and suffering. As we project the will of God and power and protection through the I Am presence of every person, place, condition, or thing, they will be lifted above the mud puddle of their human miscreations effectively enough for their I Am presence to get through to them, to take full dominion, so that they can start healing and transmuting their lives into what they want them to be. We must now accept only God's will in our lives, which once again is perfection and the harmony and balance of God for every person, place, condition, or thing existing on earth. Within the power of God's will is mastery, and within the full gathered momentum of God pulsating in our hearts is the faith and the will to attain that mastery. A faith that stands in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. A faith that stands in the face of what we might call reason. A faith that stands in the face of human outer appearances. Faith and God's will is a constant state of our being every second of eternity. It is not a quality that we have to acquire. These are qualities that already blaze within the divinity of our hearts. We just need to bring them to the fore through our conscious minds and feelings. It is already present within us. What we do need to realize is that we have the ability to train ourselves to allow the quality of faith and the will of God to sustain only those manifestations which we desire to sustain. Through our faith and our will, we can manifest and sustain the patterns of perfection for the new earth. So what we need to ask is, through the power of our attention, through the focus of our thoughts and minds, how many of us have placed our faith in poverty, disease, war, loneliness, pain, suffering, and despair? Faith is self-perpetuating. The more we focus our attention on the negativity of the world, the more faith that we are putting into it, that it will continue. Conversely, the more focus our attention is put, the more faith we put into the will of God, the more faith we have that God's will manifest and become the order of the new day on planet Earth through the power of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the sooner this reality will manifest in our daily lives. We have the power to let go of the situations in our lives that are creating obstacles. We need simply to adjust our consciousness and to focus on God's will, God's protection, and God's power, and invoke the highest good for all concerned through each person's I Am presence. Through the law of the circle, or the law of attraction, God's will be projected through our consciousness into the atomic and subatomic substance of the material plane. Then our environment and our life situations will be transformed. This may seem simple and too good to be true, but this is the natural law of this physical plane. It is the accurate application of this natural law of the universe and works consistently and scientifically to the letter of the law. The wonderful thing about natural law is that we are all subject to it, regardless of whether we believe in it or not. Consequently, we don't have to accept this truth. We don't have to believe it. We don't even need to understand it. All we have to do is apply it, and it will work in perfect alignment with the laws of physics of this dimension. It's important for us to remember this. It's like the law of gravity. If we jump off of a roof, it is immaterial whether we accept, whether we believe, or whether we know of the law of gravity. We are subject to it in this dimension, and we're going to fall to the ground just the same. It's the same with the law of the circle. Whatever we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we are co-creating, maintaining, and sustaining as our earthly life experience. Our consciousness has often become so embedded and ingrained with the imperfection through our life experiences that we have forgotten that we are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. But now, as we focus our attention on illumined truth and God's will, our ability to interpret life and our perception of life is becoming more accurate. We are much more receptive to God's will and protection and power, and the light of God will never again recede from this planet because our I Am presences are taking dominion, and these aspects of our divinity are one with our Father, Mother, God. As this profound truth resonates in our heart of hearts, we know that the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth are now an inevitable truth. The will of God is for us to know and to understand that it is time to externalize these patterns of perfection for the new earth. In order to do this, we must all focus our attention on the visions, the ideas, the patterns, the beliefs, and the plans that have already been securely anchored in the heavenly realms and into the physical plane. What are the patterns of perfection that you want to manifest in your life? Eternal peace, vibrant health, infinite God abundance, joy, loving relationships, happiness, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. These are the patterns for the new earth that must be energized through our thoughts and feelings into the physical plane. This can be accomplished by all sincere, practical, and willing lightworkers. In the flow of God's will, even our lower human consciousness cannot block God's first cause, which is perfection for all things. We all have great momentums of good stored from our lifetimes of existence in this physical plane, which we have built throughout ages and ages of time. We each have a different heritage that we are bringing to earth to offer as our service to life. Within our causal bodies, which is considered by the Company of Heaven our storehouse of good, we have tremendous momentums of perfection upon which we can draw to assist in the transformation of our own lives as well as the salvation of the planet. Each diverse human being is bringing his or her unique thread to weave into the tapestry of life that is now unfolding on this planet. This is our unified divine purpose and reason for being. In perfect harmony, awakening humanity is beginning to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This unified effort is gradually revealing itself now. There must be unity of purpose in the hearts of humanity in order for the earth to quickly outpicture the plan of perfection that is ordained for her. Unity of purpose in God's name means to individually be obedient to the will of God and to function at all times from the heart of our I Am presence. When we do this, we have such a glorious experience that words cannot describe it. Unity and oneness with God and all life is the goal we are at long last in the process of co-creating and attaining in this physical plane. In order to fulfill our unified purpose, we must be the fullness of our I Am presence. Then we will bless all life, not by pressing the strength of our personal opinions and human will on other people, but by being a clear crystal through which the light of God will flow unobstructed to nourish humanity and every part of life. Much of the chaos humanity experiences is because we have perceived ourselves as being an intelligence apart from God. As long as humanity conceives that we are separate from God, we will experience this distorted condition of matter. Only when we realize our oneness with God through our I Am presence, aligning with God's will, power, and protection, will we ascend out of this world of illusion. Then we will easily expand the patterns of perfection for the new earth in our everyday life experiences. Our world is reflecting our consciousness. As our consciousness changes, the world is changing. when we release the illusion of separation from God and become one with our I Am presence, our power is withdrawn from matter. Matter will then be known as it truly is, as a mass of atoms waiting to outpicture our consciousness and to reflect the perfection of God in the physical plane. When we recognize that God within is who we really are, and recognize God as the master of our bodies and our environment, we experience freedom from limitation, and the light of God will then transmute all of our distorted beliefs and the separation that has bound us to negativity for eons of time. Remember, through all levels of consciousness, I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world, and for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in His supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will, God's protection, God's power, God's life, and God's light, God's truth, and God's freedom to all I contact every day in every way. Precious hearts, this week, focus on being the will of God. Focus on expressing through your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings only that you choose to manifest in the physical plane. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.